White House says federal agencies stopped nearly $18 billion in improper payments in fiscal 2011. The Office of Management and Budget says that puts the government solidly on the path to putting a big dent in the improper payments problem. Federal News Radio's Ruben Gomez here following the story and in studio with me now. What agency is leading this deal?
Right. Well, much of this is for Health and Human Services. The administration says Medicare and Medicaid prevented about $16 billion in improper payments. In 2009, the president gave agencies the goal of cutting improper payments by $50 billion. They have to do that before 2013. OMB says agencies wasted $115 billion through payment errors in fiscal 2011, but they also say the tide is turning. Here's Controller Danny Werfel.
When the president took office, error rates were on the rise. And since his executive order and since some of the steps we've been taking, error rates are on the decline. And the way we measure progress on improper payments is based on the error rate, not necessarily the number of improper payments that are measured each year. And here's why. Each year, outlays increase in federal programs. And while the error rates are going down, improper payments can continue to go up as more payments go out the door.
The government-wide payment error rate dropped from just over 5% to 4.7%. Medicare and Medicaid helped to fuel much of that success. They prevented $12 billion and $4 billion in improper payments, respectively. Now, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says they're not done. Her department is working on some new projects for next year.
First, we'll be launching a pilot program to stop improper payments before they go out the door in the first place, reducing the need and the cost of chasing them down and recovering them after the fact, the so-called pay and chase theory. In 11 states where improper payments are high, the pilot will allow auditors to review certain claims before they're ever paid. Second, we'll create a prior authorization process for certain medical equipment in 7 states with high rates of fraudulent claims. This will ensure that the devices are getting into the right hands and protect beneficiaries from fraudulent suppliers.
Sebelius says her department is also helping to update old hospital billing systems. The education department also put a dent in the improper payments rate. For one, they worked to simplify the financial aid application. Education Secretary Arnie Duncan.
We've reduced the number of questions, and we've used skip logic to make the process go faster for users. And we worked in partnership with the IRS, and I want to thank Doug Shulman, who is an amazing partner there, to let families import their income data directly from their income tax records. We've cut the amount of time it takes to finish the application by about a third. And almost 21 million students completed the application in 2010-2011. That's a full 50% increase from just 3 years earlier. And the new application has provided accurate data for our student aid office to calculate students' Pell Grants. And this saved us $300 million in errors in 2011 alone.
Duncan says the streamlined financial aid application should save $4 billion in the next 10 years. Not only did agencies reduce improper payments, they got some of the money back. The administration says agencies recovered $1.2 billion in overpayments to contractors. The year before that, 2011, the agencies got $700 million. So that puts them very close to the $2 billion goal President Obama has given agencies. Now, the White House says this is a success story, but they want to keep the train moving, so they're giving agencies some new orders. Agencies, for one, are going to need to appoint a senior official to put more accountability into suspension and debarment programs. They're also going to need to make sure contracting and grant officers who make awards do some homework about the recipients before giving out the money. Francis?